You're listening to a 95BFM podcast.
The Public Service Association is concerned that National's proposed tax cuts may come at the cost of many public services. Today I talked to Dwayne Leo from PSA to find out more. Where did you first find insight to National's planned funding cuts?
Well, the information that's been provided by the New Zealand Council of Trade Unions. I think it's important that we look at what's been going on for the last couple of months. And National has been promoting an image of a bloated bureaucracy, which is just simply not true, for a number of months now. And what this has done for us and our members is it's caused a great deal of uncertainty and anxiety for very hardworking public service workers. And what they've also done is that they're peddling this frontline versus back office narrative, which is it's a false reality. Because crucial services are delivered by all public service workers who work together to support and deliver to New Zealanders. So people delivering the frontline services could not do their jobs without the support of their colleagues who work behind the scenes. Now, in terms of when we found out, obviously a week and a bit ago now, National indicated that they were looking at the 6.5% savings, generating what they believe to be up to $594 million in savings per annum. Now, the lack of detail outside of that and transparency, it doesn't add up. Our concern remains that the potential for significant and deep cuts to essential services provided to New Zealanders, and again, the underfunding and running down of the public services.
So you mentioned that there's two distinctions that National is using between frontline and back office. What is a good distinction between these two?
Well, our view is that the public service workers, all of them play a part. And just because you're dealing with someone front-facing to the public doesn't mean that there hasn't been a lot of work done behind the scenes to, for example, schedule a particular appointment for you to meet with that person, to look up files, to provide information, to give you relevant documents. All of that is the public service. Now, we're clear that in terms of the challenges faced at the moment economically and with the announcements that are going to be made later today, there is a need for some belt tightening, and that's been done in terms of the current government by them announcing 1-2% cuts to baseline funding, but also how they're going to do that. Detail around working with the unions, working with the subject matter experts, which are the workers, to find out where these efficiencies can be made. We haven't seen that from National. What we've seen from National is, as I said, months of saying, well, we're going to cut 13,000 public servants in this part, and we've got no detail, there's no consultation or engagement around that at all.
So do you, by any chance, have an insight to which department or ministry may be hit the hardest?
Well, they have announced the number of ministries. There's extensive across the board. I mean, from our perspective, it's the lack of detail about how they intend to do it. Just simply throwaway lines of, well, we'll get the CEOs to do the CEs for each department or agency to do that. I mean, these departments, for example, the court system, which in terms of the justice sector is facing unprecedented high demands. This is an agency that's in scope. I think we talked about in relation to other areas, you've got Department of Conservation managing the range of threats to our precious nature and environment in terms of endangered species, safeguarding from biosecurity threats like Didymo and Kauri Dieback, maintaining our walking tracks, huts, and the opportunities for not just Kiwis, but tourism each year, funding jobs for projects around predator control and weed control. So there's things like that in DOC that could be under threat. Ministry of Environment, in terms of the reduction to climate goals, also looking at how our communities adapt in terms of these recent natural disasters around storm events, not only how they can adapt, but supporting the communities when they go through that. So there's just no detail, there's no information. The list goes on in terms of the agencies. What we're clear about is there needs to be this detail because it just doesn't add up in terms of the cuts they're wanting to make and the effect that it's going to have on public service workers that deliver for New Zealanders.
What does PSA suggest the next step is?
Well, from our perspective, it's, show us the costings, show us the detail. National needs to actually front up now and explain what exactly they're looking to do. And it goes in two parts. One is that how can you actually afford, in terms of your tax policy and the tax cuts that you're proposing, how can you afford those? And if you can't afford those, or if there's money in there that you haven't accounted for, where is that money going to come from? Our concern is that's going to come from the public service, and it's going to come from essential services that are delivered to New Zealanders.
That was Dwayne Leo from the PSA on National's planned tax cuts and the public services that may be affected.
That was a 95BFM podcast. To hear more, head to 95BFM.com/bcasts.